Hi, I'm Nora, and I'm 7 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Nora. Good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to a brand new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have a new Quizlet for you coming up later in the show. Okay, right now, in your mind, I want you to picture a classical music composer. Go ahead, do it right now. What do you see? There is every possibility that right now, with your eyes closed, what you're seeing is a white man in a white wig who's been dead for a couple of hundred years. Well, guess what? Let's make a different picture, because it's Women Composers Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We're going to hear music written from some terrific ladies across history. A great place to start is Amy Marcy Cheney Beach. Amy Beach. Why was Amy Beach such a big deal? Well, she was responsible for the first ever symphony composed and published by an American woman. And it was performed by the Boston Symphony, which was and is a very important orchestra. And again, why is this such a big deal? Because before this, there were no official professional lady composers accepted in classical society. At the time, only men were composers. It wasn't considered a ladylike profession. In fact, Amy Beach didn't even compose as Amy Beach. She didn't have the name Amy on anything. She called herself Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, so she had to use her husband's initials. Amy Beach was pretty much born to be a composer. She was a child prodigy. That means she was super genius at music from a very young age. She could sing 40 songs by the time she was 1 year old. She could improvise music by age two, and she taught herself to read by age three. When she was just a little kid, she sat around composing waltzes, and if she didn't have a piano, she just did it in her head and then wrote it down when she got home and had a piano to play. By the way, she was a brilliant pianist. She made her concert debut at the age of 16, and the music critics were absolutely bananas over her. Now, after her symphony, which was known as the Gaelic Symphony, was performed by the Boston Symphony, composer George Chadwick wrote to her and said, "I always feel a thrill of pride myself whenever I hear a fine work by any of us, and as such, you will have to be counted in, whether you like it or not, one of the boys." Oh, but she wasn't one of the boys, was she? Oh, no. Amy Beach, one of the girls. We're about to hear a piano composition by Amy Beach. Here's a little bit of today's music. You see how those notes are kind of twinkly and fluttery? What does that remind you of? Did you say fireflies? Because you were right. Here's Fireflies by Amy Beach. Thank you. That was Fireflies by Amy Marcy Cheney Beach, or as she was known at the time, Mrs. H.H.A. Beach. It's time now for our Quizlet on Kids Commute. We're going to ask you a question all week, and if you know the answer, you can send it to us. If you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Here is the question. Who was the first American woman in space? Do you know the answer? Send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. If you don't know yet, don't stress. We'll give you some hints coming up later in the week. All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.